Welcome to 3 Minute Lesson. This week's theme, archaeology. Today's topic, the Rosetta Stone. Rudimentary Egyptian hieroglyphs first appeared at around 4000 BCE. Hieroglyphic script is one of the oldest writing systems, rivaled only in age by Mesopotamian cuneiform script. Throughout the over 3,000 years of ancient Egyptian history, the hundreds of logographic hieroglyphs were the formal writing system, but there were also script styles for writing on papyrus. For non-formal and non-ceremonial writing, ancient Egyptians used hieratic cursive, which simplified the formal hieroglyphic symbols. Alexander the Great conquered Egypt in 332 BCE and founded the Greek-based Ptolemaic dynasty. This was the last dynasty of ancient Egypt before it was conquered by Rome. The Greek Ptolemaic kings of Egypt were not native Egyptians and could neither speak nor read the Egyptian language. During the 600 years of Roman occupation, hieroglyph literacy waned in the Egyptian population. The last hieroglyphic inscription was made in 394 CE, but by about 500 CE, no fluency remained. In 1799 CE, Napoleon was trying to capture everyone's favorite historical prize, the lands of ancient Egypt, out from the Ottoman and British empires. During a stop in the Nile Delta city Rashid, also known as Rosetta, a French lieutenant noticed a giant slab of rock with an inscription in three languages: formal ancient Egyptian hieroglyphs, a later version of ancient Egyptian cursive, and ancient Greek from the Ptolemaic dynasty. The first two were indecipherable, but the third, Greek, was. The Greek text on the Rosetta Stone was first translated in 1803. Essentially, the stone was a widely distributed municipal announcement from 196 BCE, pronouncing the power of King Ptolemy V. It would take two further decades to decipher the Egyptian texts. First, the intermediate Egyptian cursive was deciphered, guided by the known formal names. By 1822, parts of the formal hieroglyphs were deciphered. This was a challenging code to crack because some hieroglyphs denoted sounds, while others represented words or ideas. The Rosetta Stone provided the first method for deciphering some, but not all, ancient Egyptian hieroglyphs. Other discovered pieces of bilingual or trilingual hieroglyphic writing fully informed its vocabulary and grammar. Today, we can translate over 1,071 hieroglyphic symbols, which immeasurably expanded our knowledge of ancient Egypt. The Rosetta Stone, though its content is unimportant, provided the key to deciphering the first hieroglyphs. You can visit it today in the British Museum in London. This has been your 3-minute lesson. See you on Friday.